Day number two. God uses crisis to move people geographically. Read Genesis chapter 45, verse 5, Genesis 46, verses 1 through 4, and Acts chapter 1, verse 8. My thoughts on the subject of crisis have evolved a lot from when I was first approached by Encompass World Partners about developing a crisis response ministry. To be honest, at that time, I wasn't sure crisis ministry was a good fit for me. But all that changed when I looked at the role of crisis in the Bible, and I came to a conclusion that left me wildly passionate about serving in crisis. What conclusion did I reach? I saw that God uses crisis to move people, to change people's hearts, minds, and sometimes even their geography. The crucible of suffering awakens. It shakes us from life's patterns and routines so that we are listening differently. It readies our mind to see afresh. But God uses crisis to move people geographically? Really? Yes, even geographically. Consider these well-known examples. Israel into Egypt. When God wanted Israel to go into Egypt where they would grow into a great nation, how did he move them there? He sent a severe famine, a crisis. And as food grew scarce, the patriarch Jacob had no choice but to seek provisions in the only land that still had food, Egypt. His sons were welcomed by the Egyptian official, and they returned home with bulging sacks of grain. Turns out this generous official in Pharaoh's court was none other than Joseph, their brother. But how did their brother Joseph end up in Egypt? It was by his brother's wicked betrayal, a crisis, years before, when they treacherously sold him to traveling merchants happening by on their way to Egypt. Another geographic migration brought on by crisis was 430 years later, when God used 10 horrific plagues, crisis, to bring Israel, now a vast nation, out of Egypt. Mobilizing the early church is another example. After Pentecost, the church was exploding, and Jerusalem was Christianity central. Believers were living and fellowshipping together, and their numbers grew daily as they anxiously awaited Jesus' return. But weren't they forgetting something? Oh yeah, the Great Commission. Their town, Jerusalem, was only phase one. So how would God move the church into Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth? It would be through persecution, crisis, ignited by Stephen's martyrdom, which it was a crisis. Indeed, all throughout history, God has often used crises, famine, betrayal, plagues, persecution to move people into his good and perfect purposes.